This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is one of those days of which there have been so many lately. I know that the news cycle has gone into overdrive. And look, we get that. But that said, the economy does kind of have cycles of its own, you know, and our coverage of it begins today with something called the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index. Yes, home prices, about which there is some good news. The meteoric increases we've been seeing in those prices is slowing down a bit, a very little bit, up 20.4% nationally. That's for April compared with the same month a year ago. The March annual increase, 20.6%. So a very little bit, just like I said, but, you know, progress, right? And in a change from the past 5 months, when most of the 20 cities in that index saw month-over-month increases, only 9 cities did this time. Now, price behavior like we've been seeing in housing lately makes people do some interesting things. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, people are flipping houses at the highest rate they've been doing that since at least the year 2000.
Given how hot the housing market is, if you were looking for a fixer-upper last year, chances are you were competing with some flippers. Rick Sharga is with Adam Data Solutions.
Flipping tends to go up during periods of time where there's really high demand for households, and prices are going up as well.
Sharga says 10% of houses sold in the first quarter of this year were flipped. In Phoenix, which is among the cities where home prices have increased most, that number was almost 20%. Now, this data doesn't necessarily tell us where the market is going. It tells us more about where it's been.
Properties we see flipped in the next couple of quarters are homes that were purchased 3, 6, 9 months ago.
The lag between buying and selling means we don't know how many of today's buyers plan to flip. But Sharga expects to see less of it because it's less profitable. Margins are at their slimmest in more than a decade because rising interest rates affect how much buyers are willing to spend. Plus, there's the rising cost of getting all the work done. Danielle Hale is an economist at Realtor.com.
Investors likely saw higher prices for the materials that they were using to try to improve the house, and probably also for the labor costs.
Fewer flippers could mean more inventory for people looking for starter homes, says Daniel McMillan, who chairs the real estate department at the University of Illinois Chicago. But
first-time home buyers are typically affected much more by higher interest rates.
Today, the average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage is 5.9%, almost twice what it was 6 months ago. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.